This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Newsmax TV, USA Radio Network, the root is on fire. Always good news and always celebrating President Trump. Great news out there. Someone's got to celebrate Trump. I said this in a recent show, right? That I used to be a professional sports handicapper. I was number one in the United States of America at what I did. Millions and millions of clients, hundreds of millions in revenues. Number one in the business, got my own star on the Vegas Walk of Stars with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Elvis and Liberace and Wayne Newton and Wayne Allyn Root right in front of Paris Resort and Casino. Matter of fact, they took it out because they put these security bollocks all over the sidewalk, and they just told me a few days ago that I'll be the first star in all of Vegas reinstalled in the sidewalk coming up in the next couple weeks. They're putting the Wayne Root 180-pound granite star back in the sidewalk. That was all before I got into politics, before I ran for office, and before I, you know, became the radio talk shows, the TV talk shows, nationally syndicated newspaper columnists. All of that was for being the king of Vegas sports gambling. And the thing I learned as a sports handicapper and as a businessman and as a pitchman and a salesman is that you always stress the positive. If 10 things happen and 7 are negative, you talk about the 3 positive. Who'd be dumb enough to talk about the 7 negative? And yet the media and the Democrat Party, they do exactly that every day when it comes to Trump. If he does 7 things right and 3 things wrong, which, by the way, we're all human, he's not a god, you always do some things that are wrong or work out wrong, or even if they're right, they're unpopular, right? So say there's 3 things that are unpopular, that ain't failed, they're not bad, they're just unpopular with the majority. They mention those 3 and they leave out the 7 that are fantastic and popular and should be celebrated and do great things for the economy and the American people. And so I come on the show and I talk about the 7 good things. I don't talk about the 3 negative, because there's plenty of people talking about the 3 negative on all the mainstream media. Someone's got to tell you about the 7 good things. And by the way, who's the one committing fraud? If Trump is winning 7 out of 10 and I tell you about the 7 winners, they only tell you about the 3 losers. They're the ones who are committing fraud. They're the ones who are misrepresenting. The majority of everything Trump does is a win. And I talk about the wins. They cover up the wins, and they talk about the minority of what Trump does that is either a lose, a fail, or unpopular. And I'll tell you what, my Trump has been a win. 9 out of 10, they talk about the one, they stress it all night, and it isn't even a policy. 9 out of 10 Trump policies, winners for America, but they grab a sentence or a tweet, sentence from a speech or a tweet, take it out of context, twist it, make it the most important news story in the United States of America, because that's all they got. All right, so great article today that really backs up my column. Washington Post admits the media blew it and the tariffs aren't raising consumer prices. You can bet your bippy they're not raising consumer prices. There is no increase in inflation. There is no real dramatic increase in inflation or consumer prices. Nothing. And what's so funny about this is they make such a big deal if consumer prices go up. Democrats raise consumer prices every day. Okay? I just saw an article about the electric company in Southern California. And how, I'm sorry, it was New York, Con Edison. Because I'm from New York originally, Con Ed. Con Ed is the big power company of New York. And everybody's electric rates are going up dramatically this new year, 2020. So, you know, if you earn a middle class income, and your electric, you know, bill would be $100 in Las Vegas, it's probably $400 or $500 in New York, and it's going up another 8%. And this is all because of green energy and environmentalism and climate change and social justice. Democrats have no problem raising all your bills and expenses, but if Trump does something that wins a trade war, and in the short term your prices go up, in the long term it'll help America exponentially, dramatically, massive, magnificent, impressive, spectacular. I'm trying to come up with all the adjectives this China trade victory will do for America in phase one. And if we get a phase two, oh my gosh, Trump made your lives and your children's lives and your grandchildren's lives, and all you had to do is pay a little extra, a tiny bit extra, for a few products over the last year or two, right? And yet Democrats criticize that. But when they triple your electric rates in the name of climate change that doesn't exist, and green energy that's a fraud and a lie, think I'm wrong? How about Solyndra? Or Solyndra, that was the name, Solyndra. And there were 20 other companies that Obama gave billions of dollars of your tax money to, and they all went out of business and they lost all your money because green energy is a lie and a joke and a travesty and pathetic. It's a ripoff to redistribute money from you, the taxpayer, to all the greenies, the big liberal millionaires and billionaires who own the green energy companies. And none of them have ever made any money. You can't make money. Cannot make money in green energy. You can only lose money, but it doesn't matter. It's taxpayer money. And they get to steal as much as they want. Maybe they lose half of it and they steal the other half. That's what Obama's money went to. Liberals say nothing about that. This very article talks about the fact that all the experts predicted the average American family would spend $1,000 more because of Trump's trade war with China on all the goods they buy each year, $1,000 more. Now, I'm not saying that's not a significant amount of money. It is. But it isn't going to break the typical family to spend $1,000 more. Then they talk in the article about the facts show it turned out to be only $100 more that the average family spent in order to win this trade war. We had to spend $100 more, and now Trump's won the trade war. And what's interesting about that is, how much has Trump saved you in taxes? The average middle-class family, thousands. How much is your income up, the average middle-class family? Thousands. We proved that on this show. Stephen Moore gave me the statistics. Since the day that Trump became president, the average family in America is up $5,000 in income. Whereas during Bush's 8 years and during Obama's 8 years, put the two together, 16 years, the average American family made nothing. You know, like a few cents. Under Trump, in only 2.5 years, this is going back 6 months ago, 2.5 years, $5,000. So what if you had to pay an extra $1,000? What if you had? Would that have changed your life when you're up $5,000? And Trump saved you $2,500 a year in taxes? So maybe it cost you $1,000 for the trade war. Nobody ever mentioned when Obama was president, if you're going to get hysterical about $1,000 in extra bills because Trump's trade war, which didn't exist, I repeat, it turned out to be $100 a year, not $1,000. But if liberals are going to get hysterical over $1,000 increase in spending on, you know, all the products you buy from China, imported from China, how come nobody seems to ever care? Isn't a tax increase also taking out of your income? Isn't that like a spending increase? If Obama comes along and he raises my taxes by $5,000, does that affect my lifestyle? Does that affect my family? Does that affect my spending? Can I no longer take a vacation? Can I no longer afford my house? Do I have no more savings? Can I no longer afford health insurance? Nobody minded that. How about Obamacare? There's another one I just thought of. Do you have any idea how Obamacare multiplied the spending of the average family? Oh, this has to be my next column. I just talked myself into my next column. Liberals and economists made a big deal that Trump might cost you an extra $1,000 a year. But they said nothing that Obamacare cost me. I used to spend $500 a month on health insurance. And under Obamacare, the minute it passed, it went to $1,500, then to $1,700, then to $1,800, then to $1,900, then to $2,000 a month. So I was spending $6,000 a year. And because of Obamacare, it went to, $2,000 a month times 12 months, $24,000 a year. $6,000 a year to $24,000 a year, an $18,000 increase for, and they don't ask my income. It's got nothing to do with whether I'm rich, poor, or middle class. That means everyone had the same increase as me. $18,000 a year more for a middle class family, and nobody said a word. No economist, the media, nobody said a thing. I don't know. You know, maybe I don't get it. Maybe either I'm a genius or I'm the only idiot left in the world on national TV. But I don't hear anybody talking about stuff like this. Obama dramatically increased my health care costs. With green energy, dramatically increased my electric bills and energy costs. And then he dramatically raised my taxes. And then by putting in his thousands and thousands of pages of regulations, he meant every time any of my businesses tried to do anything, I had to consult my lawyer. And so my legal bills went up, you know, from like $3,000 a year to run a business, it went to $30,000 a year. Because everything involves lawyers now, because there's so many thousands of new pages of regulations, thanks to Obama. So how come nobody ever cared about those bills? The taxes, the regulation bills, the lawyer bills, the Obamacare bills, and the green energy bills. But if Trump increased spending by 1,000, oh my God, he damaged the nation. But he didn't increase spending by 1,000 a year. It was only 100 a year. And he gave you a giant increase in your income and a giant increase in your taxes. That's a story right there. That's the story of the year of the fraud of the fake news media. And the fake news economists. And the fake news Democrats. And the fake news president we had, Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. My college classmate, who, by the way, I challenged on this show this week. And I'll say it again. I challenge you. You're retired now, Obama. You got nothing to do. I was your college classmate. You think I'm inferior to you? You think I can't beat you in a debate? You think I wouldn't make for a good interview? You don't think I'll ask the right questions and the right follow-ups? Great. You think I'm weak? Great. Come on the show. And if you don't want to come in and do it in studio in Washington, D.C. or in New York, why don't you just call into the show, Barack Obama? I'd love to ask you questions about all the frauds and lies and liberal fantasy and screwing over the American people of the Obama administration. You were the biggest cheater and the most corrupt administration in history, and I'd love to talk to you. Obama, call me, baby.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. basics. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with war.
You know, my fans love to email me, and I give them the email address out on the show. WayneRoot@gmail.com is the best place to find me. And I get so many hundreds and sometimes thousands of emails a week from all of you, and I read every one of them. I can't answer all of them anymore, but rest assured, I read all of them because you give me many of my best ideas. You're great people. I love you all. I appreciate you all. And during the breaks of this show, sometimes 20, 30, 40 come in during each break, and I just kind of grab some of them and look at them, and they make me smile. A few of them are nasty. You know, there's always a few liberals out there. But 99% of them are positive, and I always like to read one or two that are nice. And so David says, "You real news, exclamation point. You always make my day, Wayne. No BS. You rock. Love watching your show." Thank you, David. Paul in California sent me, obviously watching the show, hearing me talk about the fact that solar energy and green energy is the biggest pile of dog crap since my puppy Bubba became a 75-pound dog. When he goes to the bathroom, it's a large pile. And the only thing bigger than his pile is solar energy and green energy. Biggest lies ever told in the history of the world other than Obamacare. Another lie. Another fraud. We can pay for everybody's health care and nobody's prices will go up. What a scam. And you can keep your doctor. What a lie. But solar energy, just as big a lie. And he sent me an article from Zero Hedge from May of this year that Warren Buffett was swindled out of $300 million in a solar Ponzi scheme. Buffett is so brilliant. He's got his Berkshire Hathaway company. So brilliant. They always make money and they never lose. And they make $20 billion a year and $30 billion a year. Well, guess what? They got swindled out of $300 million in a solar energy Ponzi scheme. Thank you, Paul, in California, for sending that. So lots of good stuff here. I could go on and on. But having said that, all solar energy is a scam because it can't make money without taxpayers chipping in for half the bill. You know, it'd be like me saying I like Hellman's mayonnaise. Whatever, I'm picking a name out of the blue sky. And, you know, I like it because it tastes good and each jar only costs $2 and all the competitors cost $4. So that's why I buy it. Let's say that was the case, right? But little do I know the reason the jar costs $2 and everybody else costs $4 is because taxpayers are forced at gunpoint by the liberal government to pay $2 of the $4 for every jar of Hellman's mayonnaise. So I get it for $2, but the taxpayers are paying the other $2. So it's not really a discount. Government's paying for it. And that's the only way anyone would ever buy this brand of mayonnaise would be because it's half the price. But it's only half the price because somebody's subsidizing it. All of us are subsidizing it. That's solar energy. Nobody would ever choose solar or wind or any other form of you know, biodiesel fuel, all the stuff that's considered green energy. Nobody in their right mind would ever pay for it if government didn't subsidize it because the price would go up so dramatically that instead of paying, you know, $2 a gallon, it would be $18 a gallon. You don't realize the other 16 is being borne by you and the fellow taxpayers. Otherwise, it's an impossible thing to ever sell. Solar energy and wind are failures without government paying for almost all of it, and you just get a little portion of the bill. It just loses money and loses money and loses money because the sun isn't always out and the wind isn't always blowing, and it never pays for itself. Going back to the article, the column that I wrote, article out, home building soars to 13-year high. American home building jumped to a 13-year high in December. Housing market is now contributing to the economic growth. It's not just the stock market. Housing starts soared 16.9% higher to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.6 million houses a year being built in the United States, the highest level since December of 2006. Thank you, President Trump. More good news. Trump announces plans to roll back Michelle Obama's hated school lunch rules about vegetables on her birthday. Michelle, today is Michelle's birthday, and Trump rolled out today his plans to get rid of all her school lunch plans. Today's Michelle's birthday. Let's sing her happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, socialist loser Michelle. We can all sing it together. Glad you're gone. Arrivederci. Adios. Have a nice life. We're glad you're not around anymore. You and your husband. Socialism's gone. Capitalism's in. Happy birthday. Go somewhere far, far away. Move to Venezuela, Michelle. Nobody wants your political philosophy. No one wants your taxes. No one wants your regulations. But most importantly, nobody wants your vegetables. The school meals looked and tasted like poison under Michelle Obama. And all those liberal PC kiddies, all those politically correct kiddies that were brainwashed by their liberal teachers unions, they all spit the food out and threw it in the garbage. Nobody wanted to eat the food. It tasted like poison. Trump's going to put real food on the plates of kids again. So happy birthday to you, Michelle. Have a nice life. We'll see you in a sec. We'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. It's Friday afternoon. 833-927-8255.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bringing some star power to the legal team that will defend him in a Senate impeachment trial. The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will open an investigation into claims someone was running surveillance on one of its ambassadors. Pompeo says he didn't know anything about this until news reports broke. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. From Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allen Roots, live and in person right here, Friday. Friday's fun day. Just about to head to the weekend, got about 25 minutes left of the show. We'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. A couple things to tell you about. Ron Paul predicts no Republican will vote to convict Trump in the whole U.S. Senate. He has more faith in Mitt Romney than me, but hopefully Mitt, after being a jerk and asking a lot of terrible questions and acting like he hates Trump and acting like Trump is guilty, will still come to the final conclusion Democrats didn't prove a thing and he will not vote for impeachment. Hopefully. Let's hope that Rand Paul is right. Rand Paul's become certainly one of my one or two, three favorite Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Great guy. Florida Supreme Court says convicted felons must pay fines and fees before regaining the right to vote. You remember a lot of conservatives were upset over the fact that a voter initiative passed in Florida in the last election. I don't know how it happened, but they're allowing felons to vote. And there's like a million plus felons in the state of Florida, and that could make it very hard for Republicans to win an election in a state that's razor thin. But the Florida Supreme Court ruled in favor of Governor Ron DeSantis, one of my favorite governors in America, Republican, big Trump supporter, that, yeah, you've regained the right to vote only after you've paid all the fines. And when the judge sentenced you, he said, you know, you owe back to the person's family that you robbed or murdered or raped, you know, like $1 million. And until you pay it off, you can't vote. Great idea. I don't want him to vote at all, period. But if you are going to give them the chance to vote, then they have to pay those fines and they have to pay all the money back that they owe the people they ripped off. All right, let's grab some calls. Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm glad you're doing this challenge with Obama. Do you have much hope for him calling?
Zero. He's not calling. I guarantee you.
He's so busy. No one wants to call. Believe me, him and Holder are so busy trying to get in bed with Bloomberg, if they already aren't.
Yeah, and Loretta Lynch.
Because they're not with Bernie. They say nice things about Liz, and then they throw you off with this little loser, Patrick. You know,
yeah.
From Massachusetts.
Patrick Duvall. Is he still running?
Attacks Biden all the time.
Is Patrick
Duvall
still...
The only guy that could possibly be with is Bloomberg. They're all in bed together, but just like you said, Obama won't show his cards till the convention.
But is Patrick Duvall still running? Because I know he entered and he never officially dropped out, but I don't see his name even at zero.
No, he just had $2 million. I just saw something on your own channel. You know,
but yeah, but he's at zero.
Who else is Obama in with? Who else has he got?
Maybe he's got someone to come into a brokered convention like Michelle. You don't know. You don't.
Well, why not
as in Michelle Obama?
You've got a billion.
Because Bloomberg doesn't.
Bloomberg's
billion, way.
You don't think they're in bed together at all?
No, I think, first of all, Bloomberg's way too conservative for Barack Obama and the Democrat Party and the Democrat electorate. He is not an alternative to Bernie Sanders, because Bernie is way over here in left field, and Bloomberg is you know, kind of in the center, and the voters, it's just a chasm. It's the Grand Canyon-sized chasm, way too big for those voters to accept
a
Bloomberg.
No, it's not, because Obama, I agree. Okay, I do agree with you, but Obama's only 55, Bloomberg's 80. Obama just moves in on the billion.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
Bloomberg,
this is the thing
Bloomberg,
you have no chance of. Anyway, just before I go,
yes,
the Democrats they just want a replay of Kavanaugh. Remember Swetnick, Wayne? What happened to Swetnick and Avenatti?
I know they're gone. Avenatti's being charged with fraud. I know that. Swetnick, I have no idea. She's the one who charged gang rape.
Well, they're
going to
do
that.
It again with Kavanaugh. We can't let them control the first few days on TV. Don't let them equal time.
All right, Mark.
You're doing great. I love what you said about Nancy and the mob and her dad and all her crazy, you know, her brother was acquitted of rape, her son with the Ukraine and all this. You're great. Keep it going. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, by the way, Mark reminded me of something. So when he said, is Obama going to come on the show? Liberals don't want to face Wayne Root. It's a fact. I welcome them. Come on. AOC, come on the show. Ilhan Omar, come on the show. Rashida Tlaib, come on the show. Maxine Waters, come on the show. You're all invited. Adam Schiff, come on the show. Mayor Pete, come on the show. Bernie Sanders. Bernie! Come on, Bernie! They won't come on the show. We try. We've called them all. They won't come on. They refuse to come on with Wayne Allen Root. So I'll tell you a little story. So a friend of mine is a billionaire Wall Street titan. And he invited me to come to New York in February, New York City, where they're having a capitalism event. And he wanted it to be a debate, Wayne Root against one of the queens or kings of capitalism. And he said, who would you like to debate? And I said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I want the bartender. Wayne Root wants you. And he tried 12 people, 12 liberals who love socialism, ranging from elected politicians to celebrities to major professors, you know, of the Dershowitz at Harvard category, who are on record as supporting socialism, to debate Wayne Root one-on-one. And he called me yesterday, and he said, Wayne, we called them all, and every one of them said, sure, we'll debate. Who are we debating? Wayne Allen Root. I'm not coming. No, 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 no. I won't debate Wayne Root. He said, it's unbelievable. They all know about you. The whole left knows who you are, and they're all scared to death of you. I've been invited in February to come to New York City and debate. They can't find anyone willing to debate Wayne Root. Nobody who believes in socialism will debate a smart person because we'll destroy them. Destroy them. Look, I'm a son of a butcher. I'm still not rich. I'm not a billionaire in America. And I have a nice income and a nice life. God bless America. America did that for me. And I'm the son of a butcher. And my father said you're going to be a guy who's on TV and a U.S. senator and you're going to represent this family and you're going to... Well, he was right. You know, in America, anything can happen. Anything can come true if you're talented and if you're ambitious and you fight for it hard enough and you're not afraid of failure and you're a risk taker. Anything can happen. Anything can come true. Great country. Lots of opportunity. Lots of mobility. Capitalism is alive and well, despite what liberals say. And Trump's creating this great economy. And facts are facts. And liberals cannot deal with facts. So they know, you know, look, in my whole life, I swear to you, there's lots. By the way, I've written books called The Joy of Failure and Power of Relentless. And I admit in those books long lists of my failures in life. I've failed at a lot of things. But let me tell you what I'm good at. I've never lost a debate in my entire life. Not once have I ever lost a debate. Matter of fact, 3 years in a row at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, the whole crowd of 3,000 for the main debate, I was in the main show each time, and I debated either Trump or Trump's economy or capitalism versus socialism and conservatism versus liberalism. And 3 years in a row, the entire audience voted for me as the winner of the debate. So, I mean, it's not even close. And I've had hundreds of debates in my life and never lost, even at Columbia University, the most liberal university in America. I represented Reagan in the 1980 debates at Columbia University, and the entire class raised their hand. They were all voting for Carter. When the debate was over, they all raised their hand. Wayne Root won the debate. Everyone in the room said Wayne Root won the debate, even though they were all voting for Carter. I was Reagan. They hated Reagan. So I don't lose. And they know that, and they don't want to go up against me. I can think of only one person in America I'd be afraid of going up against. Alan Dershowitz. He is the smartest guy in the world. And I don't claim to be that smart. I'm just a good, emotional, passionate, high-energy debater. And there's just nobody else like that out there. Trump and Alan Dershowitz are kind of the only two guys that can hold their own with me. So good luck, liberals. I'm inviting you. Come on the show. I'm inviting you. Meet me in New York City for the debate. But if you want to do it, I'm WayneRoot@gmail.com. Any bites out there from any famous liberals who love socialism? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are you listening? Ilhan Omar, come on. I want you. I want you. All right, Joe from Kansas, line one. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, you son of a butcher, you, and thank you for everything you're doing. I just want to say real quick, thank you, President Trump, for taking out General Salmonella over in Iran. Back in 2006, he tried to kill me when I was over next to the Iranian border in Iraq. Thank God he's gone.
There it is. There it is. See, the liberals never bring a personal, and never allow an ex-military guy who almost died like you, who could be crippled for life, who could be dead. They never allow you to be in the news to say, I'm glad what Trump did. Good job killing General, was it Soleimani? I think it was Soleimani. Good job killing him. You are wonderful.
Salmonella.
For coming on and saying, you think it's Salmonella. All right. It's good that you came on to say that. We appreciate it. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad he didn't kill you. I'm glad he didn't maim you. Thank God for your family. You're still here. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Let's take Craig in Ohio, line two. Craig, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, the irony of Biden claiming to have so much support from blacks If in 1991 him and the Democrats wouldn't have smeared Justice Clarence Thomas and his confirmation, I do believe that President Bush, when Chief Justice Rehnquist passed, would have promoted the man his father put on the Supreme Court up to Chief Justice. He would have used the powers of Chief Justice to repeal Roe v. Wade years ago. Thus, the Democrats would have had to stop butchering minority babies years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right.
That's the irony of it.
Listen, Craig, I gave a speech here in Vegas at UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, 2 years ago. And one black woman in the front row started screaming at me how wrong I am about abortion and that women have a right to choose. And I said, excuse me, but you're a woman of color. Are you understanding that 65 to 70% of all aborted babies are black babies? Do you understand there's a holocaust of black babies? And she said, you're a liar. You're a liar. And she started crying in front of the crowd. And she went outside. She left. Crying. This is how liberals are. Cry me a violin. And so when the speech was over, I'm a very nice guy. I went outside and I saw her standing outside talking to other kids in the classroom. And I said, can I show you something on Google? And I Googled abortion. And I proved to her that I think it's like 35, 40 million black babies have been killed. And she said, I don't believe it. You're a liar. And she walked away. All right. You can't convince liberals. They don't believe in facts. Dr. Joe Williams coming up. Sponsor of this show, great guy, wonderful guy, my friend for 20 years, just about 20 years now. And if you're losing your hair's thinning, number one hair replacement surgeon in the world. People fly from all over the country and all over the world, and you get a free vacation out of it, too. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Root, you know that President Trump watches my show. He said so. It's Chris Ruddy, chairman of the board of Newsmax TV. And you know that many of my ideas wind up coming out of his mouth. Well, I kept recommending again and again and again and again for the last 2 years that Trump needs to have a middle-class tax cut. And I mentioned earlier in the week that Larry Kudlow, his chief economic advisor, says there's going to be some sort of a middle-class tax cut. Didn't say what form it would take. And then today, a little more detail. He said tax cut 2.0 could include this middle-class windfall. Trump targets even faster economic growth in a second term. He mentions lowering the payroll tax as a possibility, but not high on the White House list. Adjusting the earned income tax credit for low to moderate earners is something that's being examined. I think that would be a terrible mistake. But if it's part of an overall tax cut, that's fine, if that's just one part of it. They also talked about making the tax cuts permanent that are already in there instead of phasing out. So all of those things are going to be part of the president's, could be part of the president's budget submitted in February, but more important, they should be part of his campaign in 2020, and that's good. I don't know why you'd pick an earned income tax credit. I mean, earned income tax credit is used by illegal aliens, and it is the most wasteful income tax credit in the United States of America because studies prove, an accountant fan of mine just texted me, excuse me, emailed me during this show. I think he said like 25% of all the money is proven to be fraud that goes to earned income tax credits. So you're giving money to illegal aliens and frauds who are claiming children in Mexico that don't exist, or even if they do exist, who cares? Why would you get an earned income tax credit in America to cut your taxes or give you a check back for 12 kids you've got in Mexico? Who cares? I don't care about your kids in Mexico. I don't care about your kids in Israel or Canada or Russia or anywhere else. You have no right to claim them on your American taxes. You can't prove they even exist. It's fraud. So I wouldn't even touch earned income tax credits. I would give a payroll tax cut because that goes to all the working people of America. And that includes rich and poor and middle class. If you work for a living, you pay payroll taxes. And let's give it to the business owners on the other side of the payroll tax, too. Cut it on both sides of the payroll tax. But really, you've got to reduce the rates. They're too high. Reduce the rates, the income tax rates. You did it for corporations. Why can't you do it for people?
Why are corporations worth more than people? Why did you lower it from 35% to 21, 14 points down? But for people, you went from like 40 to 39. Why can't you lower it from 40 at the top to 35, and then in the middle lower from 35 to 28, 28 to 21, 21 to 11? You know, I mean, that's the kind of thing I would do. But either way, think about this for a minute and get excited. You got the USMCA trade deal with Mexico and Canada. You got the China trade deal. And you got now a tax cut 2.0 for the middle class. You're almost certain the next 5 years are going to be a great economy in America. Go-go times under Trump. And we're all going to make a lot of money. And you got to salivate and put your money up, risk it, and start businesses and invest in Wall Street, invest in real estate. It is going to be the greatest glory, prosperity years maybe ever, but certainly in modern times, better than even Reagan. Great stuff coming. But President Trump, listen to me. Cut the rates. That's what you want to do. All right, grab some calls. Frank in Jersey. Joyzy. Frank, line three. How are you? Wade Root?
Yes. Yes, Wayne, how are you?
Good.
All right, listen. This impeachment trial is going to be a bonus for Trump because he's got the best lawyers in the world working for him.
He does.
And the Democratic Party, they got that whole boat shift. They got Jerry Nadler. He's still wearing the same suit he wore when he was 600 pounds. I'm going to buy a new suit.
Good observation.
And one other thing, Wayne, before I get off. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and that other hobo Mueller, they've got all something in common. They're all brain dead.
Yeah.
Wayne, you have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. I love Jersey. I love the way people in Jersey put things. They put it out there, and they tell it like it is. Thank you, Frank. Jason in Nebraska, line four. Jason, you're on with Wayne Root. Last call tonight. Run out of time. What's up, Jason?
Wayne, first of all, I'd like to thank you for being the voice of conservative America. It really makes me feel good that we have people out there like you and
thank
Rush
you.
Limbaugh, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Really, really feels good. Number two, I'd like to talk to you about something that you could look up on the Internet because you won't hear this from the DNC or anyone in the Democratic
Jason,
Party.
Jason, go fast. You got about 30 seconds because the show's going to end. Go.
Okay, New York sends as many as $30 million to a school in Canton, Massachusetts that shocks autistic children with devices that are said to be more powerful than a police-issued taser gun.
So you're asking my take on it? Yeah. I mean, first time I've heard the story. Look, they waste your tax dollars on everything. Liberals do. So I don't know why they made the decision to send it to some school in Massachusetts that tasers kids. I don't know enough about the story to make a comment other than government is always wrong about everything. And they waste your money because it's not their money. It reminds me of my kids. I love my kids more than anything in the world. But I have to walk around my house all day long telling the kids, turn off the lights, turn off the lights, turn off the lights. And they never turn them off. And you know why they never turn them off? Because it's not their money, it's my money. And nobody cares about other people's money, even their own mommy and daddy. They only care about their own money. So I'm telling you, that's the politician and the government bureaucrat's disease. It's your money, it's not their money. So they don't care. They waste it. All right, let's say goodnight to all the cops out there. We love you, all the military, all the veterans who serve in the military. We love you, we appreciate you. God bless. Have a great weekend. And before we go, don't change the channel just yet. Coming up next, the message from My Doctor Suggests, 20% off. Tell them you're a fan of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. It's cold and flu season. Silver products may be the best defense in the world against colds and flu. Check it out now. Great weekend.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.